And welcome back to Live and Local. Excited today because we have got some special guests in the studio with us. John Shane and FJ Ventry. They've been major figures in the local music scene for a long time. Just came out with a new album called Never Found a Way to Tame the Blues. A lot of cool special guests on it and fantastic music worth checking out. And they are both here in the studio to chat about the album, play some songs. John, FJ, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Hey. Thanks very much. It's good to be here.
So let's hear some music. Without further ado, what are we going to hear first?
We're going to do this tune. It's kind of been the single on the records called Keep Your Head Above the Water.
I love this one. Take it away.
Two, three, four. Well, I'm a man with a pretty simple plan. Gotta keep my head above the water. My eyes on that tide is growing high, threatening to wash us all away. I got no choice, got to raise my voice. I gotta keep my head up, keep my head up, keep it up for one more day. I got a child with troubles on her mind. Tell her, keep your head above the water. Hang on to your pride and try to survive. Try not to lose your mind, 'cause there ain't no size. Oh, it's a round, round world. You gotta keep your head up, keep your head up, keep it up for one more day. Rain falling harder each day, and it's overcast in your heart. Wind is pushing at you from every side, and your dreams have all turned dark.
You're listening to John Shane and FJ Ventry live here in the studios. We've got more from them and more off that new album, Never Found a Way to Tame the Blues, when Live and Local comes back after this on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill Studios. Joined in the studio tonight by two very special guests, John Shane and FJ Ventry. You know them already if you know the local music scene, and they've just got a new album out called Never Found a Way to Tame the Blues. John Shane and FJVentry.com is the website. We'll spell that out for you later on. Guys, thank you so much for being with us. That first song was great.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no, it's good to be here. It's nice to do something
close to home. Too.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah. So tell us about the album. It started. You had a Kickstarter project that made, and the album came out of it. It's a terrific album. Just came out. How did it all come together?
Thanks. Well, we put out our last record in 2019. I think it was
actually late 2018. At this rate,
was it?
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be yesterday soon.
And then every year before 2020, like it's just it's distant ancient memory
before
at this
and after.
Point, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so that album was kind of a singer-songwriter style album. Had a lot of really personal kind of themes, and we had dedicated it to a buddy, Jackson Hall, who was a friend of both of ours, who passed away, and it was a kind of a melancholy record, I think, you know?
Yeah, I think losing Jackson was a shock, and
yeah,
it was our first record officially as a co-writing duo, co-writing and co-producing.
Yeah, FJ and I have played together for many, many years. We actually went to high school together, but that was the first record that we were co-writing, you know, and so FJ's name is now high on the marquee.
That's right. My name's on the front door.
Big lights. So anyway, but then in 2019, I was pretty amazing. I won the International Blues Challenge.
Nice.
And that all of a sudden opened us up to this whole new group of audience people who were really into like blues festivals and a little bit more rock and stuff maybe than that last album had.
Right.
And so we thought, let's lean into the blues a little bit more on this record. And although there's very few songs on the record that are actually straight, like 12-bar blues forms, they all have a little bit of it in there.
I mean, there's like one or two straight up blues songs, but most of it is like kind of informed by our tastes as they refer to the blues, or we got a lot of classic rock underpinnings there. Like, we can't help it. It's how we're wired at this point.
But that's what I love about the two of you, just listening to not just those two albums, but just all of the work you do on other projects as well. Like, y'all are very just incredibly versatile. So you do a blues album that's got a couple of blues songs and others that are just kind of blues influence. That makes perfect sense to me, and it sounds great.
Yeah.
So you've got several other projects that are still like ongoing that you've worked on, are working on with some folks.
Yeah, we got a few active projects.
Yeah.
Notably Lynn Spears, who was in here, just a few days ago?
A couple weeks ago now, or earlier this month.
So
I lose track of days.
FJ's got a studio here in Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. It's called Good Luck Studio. And we've become kind of a production team in that we're working with a lot of singer-songwriters. It started off with mostly local people, but now we've started to get some people from other areas. We did a record with Karen Oliver, who is out in Austin, Texas now. And then we just did a record for Donna Harula, who is a Chicago-based acoustic blues artist, and her record went to number one on the blues chart.
Nice.
Which is, I think we are tickled about that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was kind of a nice surprise. She's done a great job promoting it, perhaps better than sometimes we promote ourselves, but I love to talk about other people, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So recording this album had to have been pretty much all during the pandemic, right?
How did
you make that happen?
Yeah, we had to source out a lot of stuff. We did what we could at home. And, actually, when we were doing pre-production, we kind of figured out who we wanted to have on the record. Mm-hmm. So we brought in on fiddle Ann Harris, who's in Chicago, Bob Beach in Philadelphia, Doug Hammer, this amazing piano player up in Boston, who always does us right. And most notably, we got Dave Maddox, who, if you know who he is, you know he has a track record, a pedigree. And we had worked with him
on drums for that one, right?
He started out with Fairport Convention and at some point played with pretty much everybody's favorite band. Like, you can name who he's played with, and a lot of people, oh yeah, I love that. Like, he played with Paul McCartney on Devil Run. He played with XTC on one of my favorite records, Nonesuch. He was Jethro Tull's drummer for a long time. Anyway, look him up, Dave Maddox. So we were doing pre-production and talking about, well, whoever we get to play drums, you know, we should ask him to do that thing that Maddox does. And then John...
Get me somebody who sounds like Dave Maddox became, get me Dave Maddox.
Yeah, John...
I've got just the person for you.
Mr. Occam's Razor himself said, why don't we just call Dave?
Yeah.
And and we should say, we actually knew Dave ahead of time. It wasn't a complete cold call because he produced a couple of our albums about 15 years ago.
All right.
So
yeah, it wasn't like, we're just going to call Kenny Aronoff.
There we go.
Just check down the list.
He'll play with us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a couple of great guest vocalists, too, right? Palmer on that last song.
That's right. Reese is who I was trying to channel on verse two there.
And did a great job.
Right, yeah.
Reese lives around here, and we've become friends with her just by playing shows with her. And she's awesome. She's so talented and so humble at the same time. She's just easy to be with. Mm-hmm. And
she's a lot of fun to work
with. So she came in and did her part live with us in the studio. So yeah, it's nice. You know, this area is just full of talent. There's so many great musicians.
It's true.
You know, I remember there was a letter that my mom, who was always trying to help, is the way to say it.
Nobody can see the expression on your face when you say that.
We can hear the expression on your face.
She tries to help, and you know, she's in her now in her mid 70s, and she still tries to help. You know, but I remember she tried to contact somebody in Los Angeles on my behalf, unbeknownst to me.
All right.
And they said...
Was it Dave Maddox? Please tell me it was Dave Maddox.
No. He's British. No. Actually, it's
but
a funny story.
But it was a connection to your mom.
You know who it was? It was Ann Mirror and Jerry Stiller.
Oh, wow.
Crazy, right?
All right.
Okay, she met them when she was a young lady in the hospital. Anyways, that's a whole nother story.
Clearly.
But she was trying to say, do you know anybody in Los Angeles that can help my son, right? And they wrote back and they said, you know, if he's in North Carolina and he's already getting attention in magazines and getting radio airplay and stuff, like, he's probably doing just fine.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing is about in North Carolina is, like, you don't have to be in Nashville or New York or Los Angeles. There's a lot of great talent here, great studios, great other players. I mean, we run with people who I consider the top of the game, you know?
So, yeah, I agree. I think pound for pound, this area is just as musically and artistically rich as anywhere I've been. And I'm not saying that because I live here. It's, you know, I moved down from Boston in 2000, and if you just look pure percentages, like, there's amazing talent around here.
Yeah.
And without some of the gloss, probably, that comes with it elsewhere.
Yeah, it's true.
People aren't, like, positioning themselves and competitive against
each
other.
Well, without the rents, too.
That
helps.
Which is one of the reasons I came down.
Because your rents weren't living here?
Yeah.
That's why I moved here from New Jersey.
Exactly.
That's true. All right, so we got John Shane and FJ Ventry here in the studio. Let's hear another song. What's going to be next?
Okay, this next one's called Rosetta.
Yeah, and this one is actually a blues progression as well, but it was really it was based around this figure in 5/4 that I was messing with, and it ended up in having a real kind of a jazzy quality to it.
Take it away.
And FJ's gonna sing.
Sweet Rosetta, won't you roll away the stone? Oh, my sweet Rosetta, won't you roll away the stone? Just like a viper speaking cipher, got me speaking in tongues that only you decode. Well, pirouette, my sweet Rosette, I've become a marionette, just a plaything on your knee, while you work the strings on me. But I still get up and dance, I accept my circumstance, why can't I be free? Thank you.
stone. Oh, my sweet Rosetta, won't you roll? Don't just push me to the side, let me go down dignified.
You're listening to John Shane and FJ Ventry here in 97.9 The Hill Studios. More from them when we come back on Live and Local after this. Welcome back to you, Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you in 97.9 The Hill Studios. Joined in the studio this hour by John Shane and FJ Ventry, two great musicians who came out with a new album just out called Never Found a Way to Tame the Blues. John Shane and FJVentry.com is the website. I promise you spelling J-O-N, John, S-H-A-I-N, Shane, and FJVentry, V-E-N-T-R-E.com. You can also just go to johnshane.com. That website will also take you places if you can't remember both of them. But both websites will take you there. Guys, thank you again so much for being with us.
And yeah, thank you so much
thank you for having us.
Yeah, this and is, for all the kind words, too.
Oh, well, thank you. They're all meant. So what is next for you guys? The album just came out recently, and I would ask if you got upcoming shows and things. I mean, it's kind of a weird time for...
We had some this week. Yeah. We've actually lost four shows this week between the thunderstorms that seem to be omnipresent here in the South in the
right.
summer.
This
and
time of year,
the
yeah.
Delta variant making things more dangerous than before. So, you know, August is kind of shot. Mm-hmm. September, we have a show. We'll see if it happens. October, mm-hmm. it's supposed to get busier again. And again, we'll just see what happens.
Hopefully this is just a momentary glitch. And
a momentary year and a half long glitch.
Yeah, let's hope it's not another year and a half
long glitch. It's hard, you know, to stay buoyant right now and hopeful about things. But, you know, we're lucky to make our careers in music.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, if you know us, we both love playing live for people. But I teach guitar lessons. We work with people in the studio. FJ's got his own recording studio. So we're lucky that there are streams of income for us that don't require us to be on the road.
Mm. Yeah, we feel extremely fortunate for that right now. I know there's a lot of our... musical brethren who have been suffering. So
people are having a tough time, and you know, over the last year, a lot of people tuned in to these online shows.
Mm-hmm.
that was kind of a good filler measure for a little while. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I think people are a little tired of those online shows. They're not getting the numbers or the tip money.
Well, it's not as satisfying for anyone involved, those shows.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, I did get better at video editing, so I got that going for
me. Yeah, I actually did the same thing. Like, I was kind of compelled to, but yeah. Yeah, I think people really just want to get back
in the winter, depending if they can get things under control in this country, it might go back to being that as the only chance for people to play. So
let's hope we can all sort of point in the same direction on all this and get it sorted out and, you know, get some form of herd immunity and not as many people getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd like to see that.
Yeah.
We care about y'all out there. We do.
Do you got any upcoming recording projects or things like
there's,
that?
Well, there are some albums that are being finished right now that will be coming out. We mm-hmm. produced a project for Shannon O'Connor, who is a local singer-songwriter, and we'll certainly send her your way when her album is out.
She's
awesome.
Fantastic.
Please do, yeah.
There's also the Drowning Lovers. We're just wrapping up their project.
Drowning Lovers. There's Roy Smith, whose project is pretty much done. Mm-hmm. And then there's Michael Melia, who is another local singer-songwriter. All those projects have already been recorded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've been in the midst of a long second album for Lynn Spears, which she probably told you about
because
she's got 21 songs on it.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And she's probably writing another 10 songs as we speak.
A guest vocalist coming in for all of them, right?
Or most of them?
Yeah.
It's quite a project.
Everybody has risen to the occasion and given the songs amazing emotional depth. It's going to be a good record.
Yeah. And we've got a couple other records that are in the works that we haven't started on yet, but we've always got room for more. We're like your carpenter or contractor. We're not going to tell you we're too busy for you.
Say the two of you are like the hardest working guys in local show business. Like every time a new album comes out, it's like, and John Shane and FJ Ventry played on this, or they produced that, and it's just like I've just been so impressed with
thank you
both of you for so long.
You know,
thank you, man.
We enjoy it, and we're lucky to be able to do it. What can we say? So.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, let's hear one more song as we start to wrap up. What's
next? All right, we're going to leave you with this one called Lord Have Mercy. All I do around here is pray.
Go for it.
Left today. Lord have mercy, all I do around here is pray. Praying for winter, I'm praying I don't lose. Praying for my dinner, I'm praying for new shoes. I'm praying for forgiveness, I'm praying for a friend. Praying is my business, of praying there's no end. But Lord have mercy, all I do round here is pray. Lord have mercy, all I do round here is pray. Give it to us swiftly, deliver it without delay. Well, Lord, have mercy, all I do around here is pray. I'm gonna get me a golden telephone. Only got one number, but there's always someone home. And I know they've been listening, though they hardly ever speak. If I could do less talking, maybe I'd hear them make a peep. Peep. Lord, have mercy. I'm praying to be heard. I'm praying for a jukebox that plays all my requests. Instead of asking favors, I should be paying my respects. Lord have mercy, all I do around here is pray. Lord have mercy, all I do around here is pray. My eyes are on the prize, but I got little patience left today.
me, Lord, have mercy. All I do around here is pray, pray, pray.
Awesome. The album is Never Found a Way to Tame the Blues. The website is johnshaneandfjventry.com. We'll link to it on our website, chapelboro.com, as well. So go there and get the link and more information. John Shane, FJ Ventry, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks again for having us.
We really enjoyed it. Thanks. Yeah.
And we're not done. More from John and FJ when we come back on Live and Local after this.